Call our meeting back to order. All commissioners, Randy Hayes and Jim Huest. Randy's going to go over some road petitions. Is that where we're going to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one, I'm going to leave the folder up here with you because there's notes in there. You want to see that right there.
Looking at Arizona Forest Hill Subdivision.
This is north of F Highway there, right next to Emery Creek. We maintain a portion of this Arizona road to this point right here where I'm sitting, and the portion that they're petitioning is this section of gravel road here, and I don't know why that's EDO's doing that.
Randy, is that gravel or is that?
This is some
kind of material on it.
It's gravel and some old chip seal that's just about gone.
So if there was a chance that we were going to do it, we'd want to rip that and mold it together like we have in the past?
Yeah, this basically just needs to be scarfed up and totally redone.
Yeah.
This street is Arizona.
This road serves, I think there's currently four homes, five lots, one lot's vacant. Got a couple drainage issues here, cross culvert that needs to be fixed and cleaned out. This one is going to have some right-of-way issues. I think all these residents have an ingress-egress type situation, so that's going to be have to be dealt with or them actually give the right-of-way.
So that what you're telling us is that before we could ever take this in, it would have to be a easement proposal done.
Yeah, basically, what I read on their, I pulled a couple of their deeds, and all these lots have an ingress-egress situation, and then it's also, there was a driveway right where this road started that went to the left. There's a note on this plat that portion of that, that's how that guy accesses that lot. So there's another individual uses a portion of this.
I was on this road not too long ago, knocking on doors. It's flat.
Yeah, it's fairly flat. I mean, there's not very much steep terrain to it. This is the better section of the road. It's basically base rock here. Needs to be widened and needs a little bit of ditching there. So
it's a quarter of a mile.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, just right at a quarter mile, just under.
We're going to discuss these one-on-one as we go and then make a decision later on. Is that the way you guys want to
do it? Yeah, what I'm trying to do is take notes of all the things he talks about because, I mean, the estimated cost is $20,000 to $25,000 on this road. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got some concerns about it having easement issues along with it. We need to maybe address those before we
we won't take it unless they give us 40 foot, right?
Right. I mean, it would be up to the residents to basically get that all straightened out.
Well, I've seen some mailboxes and stuff that are way inside there, too,
yeah.
Didn't I? No, right. We got some mailboxes on those deals that's right beside the road that'll have to be moved. They look like them brick jobs.
How old is that subdivision?
I have no idea the age of the subdivision or when they started or built this particular one, so.
You guys want to move on to another one?
Let's move on to the next one. I mean, I'm
stretching this down on.
So we're gonna we're gonna look at about a half a dozen that are laying loose like this.
I've got about six or seven. This next one, basically, I believe you gentlemen approved it contingent. This is the last road in Whitetail Crossing.
Yeah.
And Danny Brown's met all the contingencies. The road's called Forest Bluff Road. The only reason I have this in the stack is just to let you know that a couple of the contingencies was making a kind of a safety barrier at the lower end of the cul-de-sac, fixing open, cleaning the ditch and a culvert out, repairing the drainage back, and then putting some base rock on the surface. And he'd done all that, met all those contingencies, but your minutes are a little bit vague on.
So the cost, what do we have on the cost on it to? Because that's where I'm looking at keeping.
This one, I actually, let me go back to the regional.
Of course, he's done a lot of the work. Well, then we.
That part he had done.
When you say our minutes were vague, what does that mean?
Well, when you make a contingent, you'd ask me to go up there and meet with him and explain a couple of the issues we had with the road and see if he wouldn't take care of those issues, and he'd done that. The Vegas is, did you actually approve a contingent on them actually happening, then it was our road, is what I'm trying to make, I guess.
Yeah.
We can do a search by it. I mean, a lot of times when we approve a contingent, it's done. If they do meet their part.
If they meet their part, and I think we did that on Jack Harris's up there, didn't we, on the.
What is that? Let's name the road again.
Chuck, didn't we do that on Jack's whenever he had that steep hill that we didn't take in? We said if he'd asphalt that steep hill, that we'd take that subdivision in.
Sounds right. But
Here's the extra minutes. You want to read that and tell me if that's how you think on this one? And if it is, why, we'll go ahead and put it in the.
Yeah, it's already got. It's got that. Move that we take Forest Bluff in to the maintenance system subject to the inspection of road and bridge. The cul-de-sac is pretty well self-explanatory, and Chuck voted for it. Well, everybody did.
Yeah, we all voted for it.
The one thing that happened shortly after that he met these contingencies, and he got hit with a pretty hard rain,
and
it washed out pretty rough in an area. So, and I've had a couple of people calling on it, but anyway, we can take care of that part. That wasn't.
I'd say I'll make a motion that we honor.
Well, no, we don't have to motion. I think it's clearly set. May I say it, Randy? Okay. I mean, I think it's fine. Knowing how we normally do it, just take it in. Chuck, don't you see it the same way?
Yep.
Okay. And that clears that one up.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey. Yep.
Okay.
And it's compliant within road standards now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then it admits the. Then we don't even. I didn't grab anything else.
All right.
All right, I'm checking that one off.
Okay, let's go down to Friend over in your left. Let's go down to Friend, F-R-E-U-N-D. Okay, this video.
Randy, I got a question on this before we get too far into it.
Okay.
Is this the one that has almost all vacation homes on it?
Yes, these are basically log home cottage type. I don't know what the deal is with this.
This is across that bridge that we had the conversation about.
Yeah, this is off 86 Highway, right there by the golf course. You turn onto Jones Road and then right off onto this road to a covered bridge type structure. It's not actually a bridge, it's just a dry fill, and they built this to make it resemble kind of like a covered bridge.
How wide is it, Randy, there?
It's about 15 to 16 feet in width. That's one of the it serves what it's doing, but it doesn't really meet our width requirements, which we try to have everything meet a 20-foot width.
I went out and looked at this one, gentlemen.
Where am I, Randy? This thing's gone. That's
okay, there you go. She left. Where your fingers? There, up there, videos.
Right there. That folder, open that one. And then Friend Road. Okay, now click on that.
No. Cancel.
It's turned. Yeah, it's turned in here.
Don't cancel.
It turns in right here.
These play real good over on mine. I don't know why.
Right there,
we haven't updated we haven't updated this computer lately.
Okay.
The resolution's an issue.
One of the issues, there's no culvert under this fill. It drains this little draw right here, and it just has to filter through the rock. Now, there's been a couple of times with the evidence of these leaves. I've seen water cross, evidence of water over top of the road right there.
At the bridge?
At the at that. It's not actually a bridge. Right. It's just a dry fill.
Stop it and start it again. That's the problem. Go ahead and close the window out. Try again. Try it again. Well.
Can we use the other computer if we're going to be going through these? I've got real concerns here with this one. I went out and looked at it. First of all, this bridge is a real situation for us.
Right.
Doesn't have, like you said, doesn't have any drainage whatsoever, and we're taking on a liability from stormwater drainage.
I think there's a couple other places on this road should have cross culverts installed on it. There's actually no ditches, but there's really not that much evidence that there's any water washing, because there's several driveways. There's 25 log cabin cottages on this particular road.
Is a 40-foot a question, too? Because we got trees right along the edge.
No, actually, they do have enough right-of-way, but it's just the surface and the trees, or several trees on the right-of-way, some on right on the edge of pavement here, that...
Are we going to have to remove any of them, because you ain't got any in your price?
I didn't put any of them actually in the cost, but there's a couple of them that should be removed. They're right when you got a tree right on the edge of your driving surface. It's always a hazard.
Some of them got the pavement up
right. They paved right up around to keep it as natural look as it could. Is I think one of the.
Road 20 foot where there's not trees?
No. The road, it isn't 20 foot anywhere.
Except a cover deal?
Yeah, right. That's about the only place. And it kind of narrows, and it... It averages about 15, 16 foot in width, basically, so...
Brought this to us?
I don't know who brought it. We just received the petition, and I seen it, so we went and reviewed it. I'm not
When I seen it on that list, I went over and looked at it, and I also talked to Kathy about it. That's the reason I was asking about the, because she was actually looking up names on the petition, because they were all summer homes.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find a... I didn't recognize any of the names on the petition, so... Now, the cost associated with this that I have on your review is just basically installing cross pipes. So it wasn't a cost because the surface is fairly decent. It was just narrow in places, and then...
Sorry, guys, we're having a problem with the video driver is the problem.
My question about whether you're going to take it over to the other computer, bring the other computer over here, will that make any difference, Jim? Well, this laptop, isn't it, Randy?
Hmm?
Your other one that you showed us on his laptop, isn't it?
Well, when I'm connected, yeah, I think we can show it on a laptop. I'm not sure.
I mean, I know what I have to do, but it's going to have to upgrade the system real fast. So, probably what we need to do is, if you want to take a break and get your laptop.
Okay.
Because this thing's obviously having some issues here. Do you have a laptop?
Yeah. I'll go get my laptop.
Is this, it's going to be down for a while here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be back in a few minutes. Chuck, you want to recess?
Want to do that?
Okay.
Recess. We'll be back in, 5 minutes or something?
Whenever Randy's back, yeah, probably.
All right.